Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. North Iowa Republicans took their turn last weekend in Osage with a large rally on the Mitchell County Fairgrounds that featured state and national party legislators and leaders. Area Democrats are looking for a similar turnout this Saturday when Bremer County Democrats host Country, Community, and Candidates starting at 4 p.m. at 2970 Cheyenne Avenue, about 5 miles southeast of Nashua. The event includes music, food vendors, drawings, a school hygiene drive, and an opportunity to meet and hear from Democratic leaders and legislative candidates. According to the Bremer County Democrats' Facebook page, scheduled to appear at the party fundraiser is House District 58 candidate India May of Ionia, who is challenging Republican incumbent Charlie Thompson of Charles City. May was the audience member at the Joni Ernst Town Hall earlier this year that yelled, "People are going to die," in reference to Medicaid cuts, to which Ernst replied, "Well, we all are going to die." U.S. Senate Democratic candidates scheduled to appear at Saturday's rally near Nashua include Zach Walls and Nathan Sage, along with gubernatorial candidates Rob Sand and Julie Stouch. A North Iowa man has been sentenced to over a decade in federal prison for possession of child pornography. At the plea and sentencing hearings, evidence showed that from August 2022 through April 2024, 46-year-old Cleon Mitchell Jr. of Mason City used the applications Kick and Snapchat to receive and possess visual depictions of child pornography, which involved a prepubescent minor or minor under the age of 12. Snapchat reported Mitchell's account to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, who in turn reported the information to local law enforcement. Investigators connected the account back to Mitchell and obtained a search warrant for his home and electronics when Mitchell admitted he had received and possessed child pornography and it would be located on his phone. Forensic analysis of his electronics showed Mitchell possessed 30 videos and 50 images of child pornography, including materials that portrayed sadistic or masochistic conduct, as well as prepubescent children and toddlers. Mitchell also later admitted he had engaged in a pattern of activity involving the sexual abuse or exploitation of a minor, and he pleaded guilty to lascivious acts with a child in February of this year in Cerro Gordo County District Court. He pled guilty to a federal charge in April, and on Thursday, Mitchell was sentenced to 12 years in federal prison and to serve a 5-year term of supervised release following his prison sentence. Mitchell remains in custody of the United States Marshal until he can be transported to a federal prison. The case was investigated by the Mason City Police Department and the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. It's the first ever Ride and Shine for Fallen Riders in North Iowa tomorrow. The Throttle Up for Those Who Can't event is coordinated in conjunction with Cedar River Harley-Davidson of Charles City and District 17 of Abate of Iowa, which member John McKimmy says lobbies for motorcycle legislation and provides motorcycle riders with education courses.
We have an entire program for Rider's Ed, anywhere from our level one basic rider course for someone who's never been on a motorcycle. There's another basic rider course after that for riders that have been on a bike for a little while and want to sharpen their skills, all the way up to the second level of advanced riders courses.
Saturday's ride will begin with kickstands up at 10:30 a.m. at Casey's in Lime Springs and make its way to Cedar River for a show and shine bike show from 1 to 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. McKimmy says the event is a fundraiser to help riders going through hardship.
It's kind of our giving back fund. When I took over as district coordinator, we have kind of a smaller district as far as membership-wise. And so that fund was kind of not the healthiest, to say the least. You know, we're trying to take a negative and turn it into a positive here by making this a yearly fundraiser.
The genesis of the event came from McKimmy's own experience.
Last summer, my wife and I were in a motorcycle accident, and my mother-in-law took it upon herself to try and organize a benefit, as my wife actually suffered a TBI, a brain injury, and some of our district members just jumped right in.
McKimmy says cars, trucks, and anyone else who wants to make the ride on Saturday are welcome. There will also be food trucks on site at the motorcycle dealership. Find more info at Abate of Iowa District 17 on Facebook. You're invited to Rise and Shine with the Rescue Squad this weekend in New Hampton. Brandon Anderson, crew chief with the Chickasaw County Rescue Squad, says serving for their annual drive-through breakfast runs from 8 a.m. to noon on Sunday at the Chickasaw Event Center.
Cheesy scrambled eggs, sausage links. The big hit is the fry bread that we make, as well as French toast, and I believe there's a couple other things.
Anderson adds that dining in the event center is also available, with proceeds from the free will donation breakfast helping purchase Rescue Squad equipment.
I believe, 2 years ago, purchased a drone with thermal imaging. So we're able to speed up the process of finding somebody, be it land or water. It does have capabilities to carry. It has a payload where we can carry and drop items to individuals if we need, be it a radio so we can communicate with them, or a life vest, or even if it's food and water.
Anderson adds that they can always use more volunteers to help with those rescue efforts. Find more details at Chickasaw County Rescue Squad on Facebook. Choose to Include of New Hampton is ready to celebrate its latest project. Kayla Brown says Choose to Include was founded after many members helped establish the Kindness Square Inclusive Playground at Runyon Park.
So we created our own nonprofit after we did a lot of work with the park. We didn't want to stop there. We just had a new fire lit under us, and we wanted to keep going with that. It was so cool seeing how many people benefited from the all-inclusive park. So we got together as a group and wondered, where can we benefit everyone else?
This Sunday, Choose to Include invites the public to check out the new inclusive sidewalk that has been added to shelter number 6 at Michelson Park and enjoy a free will donation ice cream social.
We will have soft serve ice cream, chocolate and vanilla at shelter number 6 at Michelson Park. There in that back corner, you'll find the new concrete. You'll get to walk that area and see how awesome it is to just go from one place to the other. So that is 4 to 6 on September 7th, that Sunday night. The Rescue Squad breakfast is that morning, so make sure you come out for dessert later that afternoon.
The group also recently installed an adaptive swing at Shakely Park in New Hampton. Find more information at Choose to Include on Facebook. You can also listen to the Choose to Include community conversation on 951thebull.com. It's grand opening weekend for the immersive music experience in the new Music Enrichment Center next to the Surf Ballroom and Museum in Clear Lake. Not Fade Away, the immersive surf ballroom experience, is a permanent first-of-its-kind experience honoring the legacy of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and J.P. the Big Bopper Richardson. It also tells the story of the ballroom's history. Surf CEO Brian Llewellyn says cutting-edge technology will help tell the ballroom story to younger and older generations. Quote, when we talk about the song American Pie, there are kids that know the song because it's been featured in Stranger Things or Marvel movies, but they don't know it's about us, it's about Northern Iowa. So the ability to help them understand who those stars were, make it as exciting as it would have been to walk into that ballroom as a teenager in February of that year, is incredibly exciting. Local students will tour the MEC this afternoon with doors open to the public until 8 o'clock tonight before the Brothers Osborne concert in the ballroom. Tomorrow, the MEC will again be open all day with free admission to the public. There will be an official ribbon-cutting ceremony at noon on Sunday, the day that would have been Buddy Holly's 88th birthday. I'm Mark Pitts reporting that your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.